Today's a WREL weather alert day. We have a heat advisory in effect and a level 2 risk of severe storms. Coming up the timeline, we can see those storms arrive.
It is a warm start to the day and temperatures are only going to get hotter. What medical experts say you should keep in mind to help keep you and your family safe.
Plus, 4 homes in Morrisville are damaged after an overnight fire. Coming up, I'll tell you why investigators believe this fire got so big.
A lot of news to get to this morning. Thank you so much for joining us on this sizzling hot Monday. I'm Laura Levine in for Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Great to have you with us. Yeah. You said sizzling hot. It already feels like 90 degrees out there, and yeah, it is 8 o'clock. We also have concerns for severe weather later on. Peter Sherwood in the WREL Severe Weather Center to walk us through our level 2 severe weather risk.
That level 2 risk is in place for our entire viewing area. Damaging wind speeds will be the main threat with storms that roll through for this afternoon and evening. Hail cannot be rolled out, heavy rainfall possible, and some of those could be packed with a lot of lightning. We have winds out of the south for today, allowing us to get temperatures to soar into the afternoon. We're also going to see some pockets of sunshine. The sunshine that we see today could act as fuel for those storms that will move in around 3 o'clock for our western counties and northern counties, and that is going to shift into the triangle around 4 and 5, setting up along I-95 as we head into the 6 and 7 o'clock hour before lingering showers as we head into the overnight hours. We also have a heat advisory in effect for the area. It could feel like 105 to 108 degrees today. Notice Person, Granville, Vance, and Mecklenburg County, Virginia, you guys are not under a heat advisory for today, but don't let your guard down. Still act as if you are. We are going to see those dew points in the 70s today make it feel really uncomfortable outside. We're already seeing that number for this hour. It feels like 91 degrees in Raleigh with an air temperature of 83 degrees. And come this afternoon, it will feel like 106 degrees out there with a high of 96. Coming up, I'm going to show you our rain chances as we head into the next couple of days. I'll let you know when the severe threat will come down. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now, PETA, and we still have that crash up in the north part of Raleigh at Millbrook Road at Old Wake Forest Road, a crash with injuries still in the clearing stages. Also in Cary, a crash with injuries reported at Reedy Creek Road at Braniff Drive, which is not too far from the Chapel Hill Road intersection. Also reports of a minor crash in the past couple of minutes up on the north side of Raleigh at Six Forks Road at Bailiwick Road, but we're not seeing any delay showing up on the sensors there, just north of Strickland Road heading out toward 540. Around the rest of the triangle, it is quiet this morning. We're looking good in Durham and Chapel Hill. 15501 is clear between the two. 85 and I-40 also looking good. And 885 is in fine shape right now between I-40 up toward the 147 split. Quick check of those major approaches into Raleigh, and we're looking good throughout the region. Just about a two-minute delay showing up right now on southbound Capitol Boulevard as you come in from Wake Forest down toward 540.
Brian, thanks. We're following breaking news. 4 homes are damaged after an early morning fire in Morrisville. This all happened around 3:30 on Mannington Drive. Michael Grace is live there at the scene right now in the WREL Breaking News Tracker. You've been getting new information throughout the morning. What's happening now?
Yo, investigators are still working to figure out the cause of this fire, but you can see the extent of damage for what we're dealing with. And this is the home where it all started at, is what investigators tell me. Now, this is a vacant home, which is a big reason why they believe it spread so quickly, because no one was inside to call in that fire. You can see the whole roof collapsed in. Siding of that house also has some significant damage, and it was a big enough fire where it actually spread to the neighboring home, where those people also not inside at the time. 2 other homes had some damage there to the siding. A neighbor I spoke with said that the fire was well above the tree line here on this block. He could even hear the crackling noise of that fire as well. But again, we're still waiting for the fire marshal to finish their investigation so we can hopefully find out what caused this fire. Live in Morrisville, Michael Grace, WREL News.
Within the last hour, we've learned a woman is in the hospital after someone she was arguing with hit her with his car. Durham police say the woman and a man were arguing when the woman walked away and the man hit her with his car. It happened around 1:30 a.m. on Linwood Avenue near South Alston Avenue. The man ran away after he hit her. The woman was taken to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information should call Crime Stoppers.
And as we've just heard from PETA a few minutes ago, today is going to be hot and that could be dangerous. It's important you and your family know how to stay safe as you enjoy the outdoors. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live with the things you need to keep in mind during this heat advisory. Kelsey, how are things looking there at Lake Johnson?
Hey, good morning. Things are looking beautiful out here at Lake Johnson. Definitely muggy, definitely humid, and we're expecting for those temperatures to climb as we go throughout the day. PETA mentioned before that our feel-like temperature is going to be over 105 degrees. The heat advisory will go into effect starting at 10 a.m. Headaches, dizziness, and pale skin are all signs of heat-related illness to watch out for today. Here's how you can tell the difference between heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Heat strokes impact your mental state, while heat exhaustion only has physical side effects. Confusion and hallucinations are common symptoms of heat stroke, but there are steps you can take to prevent the worst case scenario.
You want to prehydrate, drink electrolyte-filled fluids, non-caffeinated throughout the day during your work, especially for those who are working outside.
That was Dr. Daniel Park from the Pediatrics Emergency Department at UNC Children's Hospital. He's issuing a warning to parents this morning. We know that you're busy and that you're juggling a lot, but please do not leave your children in the car today. Even if you want to crack the window, it's still not a good idea. These extreme temperatures are dangerous for everyone, but they're especially dangerous for our kids. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Wake County is offering cooling stations to people who need relief from the heat. The stations will open today from 8:30 to 5:15. They're all also at the regional public library branches, the Health and Human Services buildings on Swinburne Street and Departure Drive in Raleigh, and the Eastern Regional Center in Zebulon, the northern one in Wake Forest, and the southern one in Fuquay-Varina. And as you're cooking, enjoying those cookouts for Independence Day celebrations, be sure to stay connected with the WRAL weather app. You'll receive alerts for any heat warnings and any severe weather wherever you are.
Today, a man charged with shooting and killing another man in Cary will be in court. Police charged 29-year-old William Atkins of Cary with the murder of 30-year-old Eric Laird of Washington State. Officers responded to an apartment complex on Hampton Lee Court. This is just off Northwest Cary Parkway for a report of a shooting around 7 yesterday morning. When they got there, they found Atkins with gunshot wounds. Police say Atkins and Laird knew each other. Atkins is in jail without bond.
We're working to learn the name of a Sanford man who drowned while trying to save children at Fort Fisher. Officials say it happened Saturday afternoon. They say a 58-year-old man went to try to save children in the water, but died in the process. Officials say more than 50 water rescues happened at Fort Fisher that same day.
Roads around the White House are back open this morning after being closed last night for an investigation into an unknown object. A hazmat team responded to the area after the Secret Service found the item. The White House grounds were evacuated. The item was eventually declared non-hazardous. Officials have not yet said what that item was.
Meanwhile, an active search is underway this morning for a person who used explosives to damage businesses in Washington, D.C. Investigators say three of them detonated on Sunday, and the first was outside a bank ATM. 6 minutes later, another explosive went off on a sidewalk outside a Nike store. Then another explosive was thrown at a Safeway around 4:45 a.m. All of the businesses were closed at the time, and no one was hurt.
Independence Day is almost here, and you may be getting those fireworks last minute, but not all of them are legal in North Carolina. Which ones you should avoid next?
Plus, two country stars, including a North Carolina native, have achieved a feat for the music genre that hasn't been done in over 40 years. How Luke Combs and Morgan Wallen are making their mark on the Billboard Hot 100 music chart next.
And today is the WRAL Weather Alert Day. I'm tracking excessive heat and the potential of severe storms. With a high temperature of 96, it's going to feel so much hotter. Coming up, I'll explain how it will feel hour by hour.
You are looking live at North Hills this morning. Thank you for watching WRAL News, available on Hulu and the WRAL app on your TV or streaming device. Well, today is a WREL weather alert day. That's because we have really extreme temperatures. Peter, we were just talking about it. When you step outside, it just feels miserable at some point.
Yeah, and stifling at times. The air is so thick out there. It's so muggy and uncomfortable. Definitely want to make sure that you're taking breaks from the heat today. We also have a level 2 severe risk in place for our viewing area. Damaging wind speeds will be the main threat with storms that will develop for this afternoon. And we're watching this cold front off towards the west. That is going to stream in, and ahead of it, clouds will build in. We could see some pockets of sunshine for the first half of the day, but with those clouds racing in, we are likely to see winds out of the south and temperatures heat up. Those storms out west will filter in around 3 o'clock. We're going to see some of those scattered showers and thunderstorms develop, and that will be the case across our western and northern counties. This is going to move into the triangle around 4 and 5 o'clock, and by 6 o'clock, most of those storms will set up along the I-95 corridor and areas towards the east. Lingering showers will be possible tonight, and this boundary is going to stay put as we head into tomorrow. Because it's over our area and because it's just going to be across the triangle and areas to the southeast, that is where we're expecting scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop on the 4th of July. This front is going to move towards the southeast just a little bit as we head into Wednesday, and the severe potential is going to come down for our north and western counties on Wednesday afternoon, with the potential for scattered showers and thunderstorms to the southeast. Some of those could be strong to severe with that stationary boundary just about our region. So we have a level 2 severe risk in place today. It's a WREL weather alert day. Because of that, we are going to see our severe potential come down on Tuesday, a level 1 threat in place for the entire viewing area. And then on Wednesday, that threat is going to be confined to the south and east, with some of those storms developing near the coast. We also have a heat advisory in effect. Our feels like temperatures today will range from 105 to 108 degrees. It is going to feel uncomfortable outside, and the dangerous temperatures that we are going to see for this afternoon will likely persist as we head into the next several days. We are at 83 degrees right now in Raleigh and Durham, feeling like 90 degrees by 10 o'clock, we'll be feeling like 96, and then 12 o'clock feeling like 103. 106 will be the peak feels like temperature today with a high of 96 degrees. I want to show you the coast as well, because we are seeing quiet conditions there. Temperatures will range in the 80s and 90s, but the rip current risk is in the high category. We're talking about dangerous, life-threatening rip currents that will be possible along our local beaches. Make sure that you are swimming there, lifeguard, and if you get caught in one of those rip currents today, just remain calm and ride it out. We are going to see temperatures fall to the lower 90s by Friday, 89 degrees by Sunday, each and every day on our 7-day forecast, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Brian?
Peter, they're still clearing a crash from Millbrook Road at Old Wake Forest Road on the north side of Raleigh. We also still have that minor crash reported up on the north side of town at Six Forks Road at Bailiwick, which is not too far from Strickland Road there and the 540 interchange. Right now, according to sensors, Six Forks is in pretty good shape in both directions. Also on the east side of Cary, watch for a crash with injuries in the clearing stages at Reedy Creek Road right around Braniff Drive. That is north of Chapel Hill Road. Other major approaches around the triangle are looking all right as we take a live look at I-40 at South Saunders Street on the south side of Raleigh. Traffic heading toward us is westbound, coming in from Hammond Road and the 440 merge there out of Garner. Everything moving along well as you head toward Gorman Street and beyond. No delays showing up all the way out toward US 1. And if you continue on I-40 past US 1 toward Wade Avenue, the trip out to the airport in South Durham is looking fine. We're all quiet in Durham. And again, all of those major approaches into Raleigh still lightly traveled.
All right, Brian, thank you. 9 people are recovering after being shot inside a Kansas nightclub. Police in Wichita say at least 4 guns were fired inside the club early Sunday morning. In addition to the 9 people who were hit by bullets, 2 others were trampled as people ran away from the shooting. There's no word on the condition of any of the victims, and police say they have at least 1 shooting suspect in custody.
Greensboro police shot and killed a man they say was armed with a large knife and a machete. Police say they initially showed up to investigate a report of gunshots. This all happened just before 10 Saturday night. Officers later found the man with the knife and machete. According to the report, there was a chase. Then the man stopped and moved toward the officers with the weapons. That's when police say they shot him. The FBI is looking into what happened.
A man crossing a road in a wheelchair was hit and killed by a teenager driver in Durham. This happened shortly after 1 a.m. on Sunday on Holloway Street. That's near Junction Road. Durham police say the man was crossing outside of a crosswalk when he was hit by a 17-year-old driver. The identities of the pedestrian and the driver have not been released yet.
We're working to learn what caused the fires that ripped through several homes in Durham. This was a scene from our WRL breaking news tracker shortly after 8 a.m. Sunday. One home was on Amber Place, the other near East Pettigrew Street. More than 50 firefighters battled the flames. The fire destroyed one of the homes. The other has heavy damage. No one was hurt.
The grandmother of her teen killed by a French police officer, sparking six nights of protests in the country, is calling for peace. More than 45,000 police officers were stationed across the country last night. This is video here from earlier Saturday night. Police have arrested more than 2,000 people, many of them under the age of 18, during the protests. The grandmother of the teen who was killed spoke out yesterday, urging people to, quote, not damage the schools and not break the buses.
15,000 hotel workers are on strike this morning in California as millions are traveling for the July 4th holiday. The workers walked off the job yesterday. They're demanding higher pay, better benefits, and better working conditions. The strike affects more than 60 major hotels in Los Angeles and in Orange County. A union rep says the workers don't plan to work tomorrow either, which is one of the busiest days for the hospitality industry.
Evacuations are underway in Washington state this morning as a wildfire there continues to grow. The Tunnel 5 fire started Sunday morning in an area about 230 miles south of Seattle. It has already damaged several homes and is threatening more structures. It's already charred over 300 acres, and it's not clear at this time what started the fire, but firefighters are working to get it under control.
Lee County is celebrating more growth with the opening of a new subdivision. The Sanford Area Growth Alliance hosted a ribbon cutting recently for the 78 North community. It's just off Tramway Road. The developers plan to put more than 100 single-family homes in the subdivision.
Well, with unpredictable weather and worker shortages among airlines, experts are now urging people to get travel insurance. Even if you plan ahead, you may still run into headaches while trying to get to and from your destinations. New data shows travel insurance purchases are up 9% this year. That's compared to last 4th of July travel season. A few things you'll want to keep in mind when choosing your travel insurance. Make sure you're picking the right coverage and check the policy's weather-related options. Also, save your receipts. Some policies reimburse passengers for expenses if their flights are delayed 6 hours or more because of weather.
For many Americans, the 4th of July is all about the fireworks. Just because you can buy them, though, doesn't mean you're allowed to ignite them in our state. Fireworks vendors all across the area are keeping busy in the days leading up to the holiday. Some people may go over the state line to buy bigger fireworks in South Carolina. The Wake County Sheriff's Office is reminding everyone that only certain types of fireworks are legal in North Carolina.
Any firework that doesn't spin, doesn't explode or leave the ground is permitted in the state of North Carolina.
The sheriff's office says bigger fireworks shows should be left to the professionals.
Well, final preparations are happening for the National Park Service's fireworks show on the National Mall. Crews with equipment for the fireworks display could be seen setting up on the mall this weekend, as you can see there. Tomorrow night's show will feature fireworks being launched from both sides of the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. Organizers are working to keep everyone safe with security enforced entry points all along the mall.
Two country music stars have achieved a music feat that hasn't been done in four decades. Right now, Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs hold the two top spots on the Billboard Hot 100 music chart. Wallen's song Last Night and Combs' rendition of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car marked the first time two country songs are number one and number two. This hasn't happened in 42 years. The last time two country songs held those positions was in March of 1981. That was Eddie Rabbit with I Love a Rainy Night and Ms. Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Well, it looks like the newest installment of the Indiana Jones movie franchise is destined to disappoint at the box office. Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, the fifth film in the saga, ranked in $60 million in its domestic opening this weekend. Filmmakers hope for at least $65 million to start. Dial of Destiny couldn't match Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull opening take of $100 million. That was back in 2008. Well, imagine skiing on the 4th of July. That's the plan at the Palazzide Tahoe Sky Resort in California, where the celebration on the slopes is already underway. They call it Freedom Fest, which runs through the 4th. The resort got more than 720 inches of snow during the winter, and it hasn't melted yet. This is the first time in more than a decade that the alpine side of the resort has been open in July. Well, kale might not be as much of a superfood as you might think. Coming up in our next half hour, we break down a new study that shows most kale contains disturbing levels of chemicals.
And here's a live look at Carolina Beach. We know a lot of folks are up and down our coast, and what a place to be during this heat wave. It's a WRAL weather alert day, and the temperatures are already climbing here in the Triangle. We'll check in with meteorologist Peter Shearwood for your high.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. The time is 8:26. I'm Laura Levine with your top stories. This is certainly weather you can wear, so let's get right over to meteorologist Peter Shearwood on this WRAL Weather Alert Day.
Yeah, we have a heat advisory in effect for our area today and a level 2 severe risk. Damaging wind speeds will be possible with those storms that will move through for this afternoon and evening. We have those storms that will develop after 3 o'clock for our western and northern areas. That is going to move into the Triangle around 4 and 5 o'clock, moving towards the east as we head into the 7 o'clock hour. By the time we head into 9 o'clock, we're likely to see lingering showers around. It's also going to be hot. Look at our temperatures. We're heading to 96, but it's going to feel like 106 degrees for this afternoon. Got to stay hydrated.
We are just getting reports of a crash, PETA, up on the northwest side of Raleigh. A minor crash at the intersection of Glenwood Avenue at Lumley Road. That's also the Westgate Road intersection, not too far from 540. Right now, at least, we're not seeing any delays through that area. Up on the north side of Raleigh, watch for a minor crash at Six Forks Road at Bailiwick. I think there's a good chance this has been moved off the road, perhaps into a parking lot by this point. Also in East Cary, a crash reported at Reedy Creek Road at Braniff Drive, not too far from Chapel Hill Road. Major approaches into Durham, all clear right now. We're not seeing any delays on 40 westbound coming in from Raleigh.
Wake County is offering cooling stations to people who need relief from the heat. The stations will be open today from 8:30 to 5:15. You can find them at all regional public library branches. Two are in Raleigh, and there are also stations in Zebulon, Wake Forest, and Fuquay-Varina. Four homes in Morrisville are damaged after a fire overnight. The WRAL breaking news tracker was on the scene. A home on Mannington Drive caught fire around 3:30 this morning and spread to three other homes. No injuries have been reported. See you on Fox 50.
Today's a WRAL Weather Alert Day. We have a heat advisory in effect and a level 2 risk of storms. Coming up, the timeline. You'll want to head inside.
The extreme heat can be dangerous for your health. What medical experts say you need to know before you head out the door.
Four homes are damaged after an overnight fire in Morrisville. Coming up, I'll tell you why officials believe this fire got so large.
And thankfully, no one injured in those fires. We'll have a live report coming up. Thanks for sticking with us on this WRAL Weather Alert Day. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Laura Levine. Yes, we do have a weather alert day because the temperatures, Renee, are soaring. It's really hot outside. I mean, even at 4 o'clock this morning. But right now, we have meteorologist PETA Shearwood with a look at the forecast. PETA, boy, the temperatures continue to rise.
Yeah, those temperatures are going to heat up for this afternoon. It's going to feel very uncomfortable and, quite frankly, dangerous if you spend a lot of time outdoors and not take care of yourself. We also have a severe risk in place, a level 2 for our entire viewing area. Damaging wind speeds will be the main threat with storms that will move through for today. So we're going to see cloud cover as we head into the afternoon, some pockets of sunshine. The sun that we see today will energize those storms that will will likely move in as we head into 3 o'clock. Those scattered showers and thunderstorms will move across the triangle around 4 and 5 o'clock and head towards the east as we head into the 7 o'clock hour. Lingering showers possible as we head into tonight, and we are going to get gradual clearing in the overnight hours. As we take a look at our heat advisory, most of us in the viewing area under the heat advisory today. Notice Granville, Mecklenburg County, Virginia, Vance County, Person County, you guys are not under a heat advisory for today, but do not let your guard down. It is still going to be hot and very much uncomfortable out there. We have dew points that are in the mid-70s. The dew points is really going to play on how our temperatures feel. Right now, it's 83 degrees, and it feels like 91 in the triangle already, and it's not even 9 o'clock. And we are going to see those feels like temperatures climb to 106 today, getting to 96 for the actual air temperature. Coming up, I'm going to show you how our feels like temperatures will shape up even as we head into the 4th of July.
All right, PETA, thank you. Breaking news. 4 homes are damaged after an early morning fire in Mooresville. It happened around 3:30 on Mannington Drive. Michael Grace was on the scene in the WRL Breaking News Tracker, and he learned, thankfully, no one was hurt.
Yeah, and at least 36 firefighters working to get the flames under control, and this is the home where it all started. Now, luckily, firefighters tell me it is vacant, but you can see the amount of damage, the entire roof gone, the siding completely damaged there on the house. And because no one lives here, that's why investigators believe this fire was able to spread so quickly and get so big. In fact, it even caught part of this home, the neighboring home, on fire. Extensive roof damage. No one was at this home either. 2 other homes had some side damage to them as well. And investigators are still out here working to determine the cause. So we're working with Mooresville Fire Department to get those answers as to what caused this fire. In Mooresville, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
A woman is in the hospital this morning after someone she was arguing with hit her car with his car. Now, Durham police say the woman and a man were arguing when the woman walked away and the man hit her with his car. It happened around 1:30 a.m. on Linwood Avenue. That's near South Alston Avenue. The man ran away after he hit her. The woman was taken to the hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers.
Today is going to be hot, and the feels like temperatures could be dangerous. It's important you and your family know how to stay safe as you enjoy the outdoors. WRL's Kelsey Coffey explains what we all need to keep in mind during this heat advisory.
It's a beautiful yet muggy morning here at Lake Johnson. Our heat advisory is expected to go into effect at 10 a.m. So if you want to spend some time outside, now is probably the time to do it. Dr. Daniel Park with the Pediatric Emergency Department at UNC Children's Hospital says children are one of the groups that are most at risk for heat-related illnesses. He says children's bodies lose their cooling mechanisms a lot faster than adults. Headaches, dizziness, pale skin, and confusion are all signs of heat-related illness to look out for in your kids today. Dr. Park says if your child gets overheated and doesn't respond to rapid cooling measures like a cold rag or putting them in front of a fan, it's time to call 911. He specifically says it's important not to leave your children in the car.
Do not leave your children in cars, okay? Never leave infants, children, or pets in a parked car, even if the windows are cracked open.
Dr. Park says it's important for both children and adults to prehydrate before they go outside. So drink lots of water or any other non-caffeinated drinks that are full of electrolytes, like Gatorade or Powerade. Those are a good idea for today. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Raleigh.
Wake County is offering cooling stations to people who need relief from the heat. The stations will be open today from 8:30 to 5:15. They are all regional public library branches, the Health and Human Services buildings on Swinburne Street and Departure Drive in Raleigh, and the Eastern Regional Center in Zebulon, the northern one in Wake Forest, and the southern one in Fuquay Marina.
Cumberland County is providing places to stay cool during this major heat wave as well. The Cumberland County Department of Social Services lobby is a cooling station. It's open from 7:30 until 5 this evening. Fayetteville Area Transit System will also open its lobbies. Tomorrow, people can stop by the Fayetteville Cumberland Parks and Rec Center. It'll open from 10 in the morning until 4 p.m.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, the story of this man recovering right now in a hospital room with cuts and bruises all over his body. Rudis Farias was 17 years old when he disappeared in March of 2015 in Houston. Back then, he was last seen walking his two dogs. His two dogs returned home, but Farias did not. A major investigation was launched, but no sign of Farias. Over the weekend, Farias, now 25, that's what he looked like when he was 17. He was found unresponsive outside a church. The details surrounding his disappearance remain unclear. Now, he remains in the hospital, as we just showed you. His family, of course, understandably grateful he's finally safe, but still have a lot of questions about where he's been for 8 years. His disappearance, of course, remains under investigation. We'll have much more on this story in our new news right here on WRAL.
What a discovery. Ken, thank you.
Thank you.
Federal authorities are trying to figure out what caused a plane crash in North Myrtle Beach that left one person dead and three others hurt. This happened Sunday morning near a clubhouse in the Barefoot Resort neighborhood. The crash involved a single-engine Piper plane. Police say the plane was engulfed in flames when first responders got to the scene. Police have not released any names of those on board. We don't know the exact condition of the survivors.
The 4th of July isn't until tomorrow, but several areas are celebrating a day early. Here's a look at some family-friendly celebrations you can be a part of. Wake Forest hosts its two-day 50th Independence Day celebration. It includes fireworks, food trucks, live entertainment, and kid activities. It's happening at Husky Stadium at Heritage High School. 6 p.m. is when that begins. And celebrations continue tomorrow morning, starting with a children's parade on Main Street. Everything wraps up with a festival at Holding Park.
You can also celebrate Independence Day in the town of Morrisville. Today, the Family Fun Festival begins at 4 in the afternoon, runs until 9 tonight on Town Hall Drive. It includes live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and carnival games.
And Garner is hosting its Independence Day celebration at Lake Benson Park. It begins at 5 this evening and runs until 10 tonight. There will be music from C.J. Baker and the North Carolina Symphony. Great food and games for the kids, of course. The event is free.
And folks in Rocky Mount are also celebrating a day early. The city's annual Independence Day event is happening at the Rocky Mount Sports Complex. It's from 6 until 9 tonight. We have a list of more celebrations. You can check out WRAL.com.
A potentially disastrous situation avoided at Carowinds. The repair is being done after a man spots a crack on one of the theme park's newest roller coasters.
And that means you put a lot of sharks and a lot of people in the water at the same time. And that's when accidents can happen.
And thousands are at the beaches for the 4th of July. Experts are reminding people to be aware of sharks. We'll hear from a 12-year-old who survived an attack in Florida.
And it's a weather alert day today, and you'll be able to feel why when you go outside this morning. This is a live look at APEX here. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood will tell us how hot temperatures will get today.
This is a live look at Beaufort. Lots of folks at our coast for the 4th of July weekend, and it is going to be a scorcher. Right now at 8:42, it feels like 90-some degrees over at the coast. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with just how hot it's going to feel, like an oven or a sauna, right, Peter?
Yeah, and very stifling at times. The humidity is playing a big role in how our temperatures will feel for this afternoon. We have a heat advisory in effect for most of our viewing area, with feels like temperatures climbing to 105 to 108 degrees today across our viewing area. I want to show you the numbers right now because already it feels very uncomfortable and tropical outside. It's 83 degrees in Raleigh and Durham, feeling like 91, 80 degrees in South Hill, feeling like 90, and feeling like 81 degrees out there in Fayetteville. We have several hours with feels like temperatures in the triple digits. Take a look at this. 11 a.m. will be feeling like 101 degrees, peaking at a feels like temperature of 106 in the triangle today. And even as we head into 7 o'clock, it's going to feel like 100. It's going to be hot all day long with high temperatures climbing into the mid-90s. We're going to get to 96 degrees in Durham, 98 degrees out there in Rocky Mount, and 96 in Fayetteville. You factor in the humidity, it will feel like 109 degrees in Rocky Mount, 100 107 degrees in Durham and Southern Pines. It is going to be hot for all of us today. Tomorrow, it's not going to be as hot. Still hot, though. Don't get that twisted. We are going to see those feels-like temperatures ranging in the triple digits by 12 o'clock. And our peak feels-like temperature will be 104 degrees for the 4th of July. So if you do have any cookouts planned for tomorrow, go ahead. Get those things done early before those temperatures soar well into the triple digits. We will see feels-like temperatures just remain in the triple digits until the end of the week. By Friday, getting down to 91, it will feel like 101 by the afternoon. We are waking up to cloud cover out there for this morning. Very muggy as well, looking live at Chapel Hill at Franklin Street. A mix of sun and clouds will be possible for the first half of the day, and we are going to be dry. So if you want to get outside, the earlier you get outside, the better. Those scattered showers and thunderstorms will develop around 3 o'clock, moving across the west first and then into the triangle as we head into 4 and 5 o'clock, shifting along the I-95 corridor as we head into 6 and 7 o'clock, lingering showers possible as we head into tonight. I think if you have a fireworks show planned for tonight, keep that in mind. Most of us will be dry, but don't be surprised if you see a stray shower or two. A level 2 severe risk is in place for today. Damaging wind speeds will be our main threat. So our temperatures are going to remain in the 90s for most of this week, getting to 95 on the 4th of July, likely to see 91 by Friday. And then Sunday, that is the day most of you guys are waiting for, will top at 89 degrees with the chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms each and every day on our 7-day forecast.
PETA, thank you. Police in Baltimore are vowing to track down anyone who is involved in the mass shooting there that left two dead and dozens hurt. Investigators are examining surveillance video and social media posts as they work to make arrests. The shooting happened at a block party just after midnight yesterday morning. Police say anyone who had a gun in the area is a potential suspect. Baltimore's mayor says the city's gun violence problem needs to be addressed at higher levels.
We will continue to hold those individuals who carry those weapons, who use those weapons in acts of violence like this one that we saw today, accountable. But we need accountability at every level, from those who are selling and trafficking those weapons into Baltimore from places outside of our state.
An 18-year-old woman and a 20-year-old man died in that shooting. More than a dozen of the people who were hurt are under the age of 18.
State inspectors will be at Carowinds this morning to look into a damaged roller coaster support beam. The amusement park shut down the Fury 325 coaster after a visitor took this video of a cracked beam. In the video, you can see the beam sway and the crack come further apart as a speeding coaster car comes by.
Another U.S. official will visit China this week as part of the Biden administration's effort to improve communication between the U.S. and China. The Treasury Department announced yesterday that Janet Yellen will be taking a 3-day trip to the country this week. She is not expected to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping during the trip. Yellen will be the second cabinet-level member to travel to China in the past month. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Beijing in mid-June.
New security protocols will go into effect in Wake County schools this week. Starting Wednesday, all school visitors will need to undergo a quick background check. It will check for recent custody orders, protection orders, and sex offender registries. Anyone who doesn't pass will not be allowed to enter. Visitors will also be chaperoned throughout the school. This change is coming ahead of the start day for some year-round schools, which begins on July 11th.
Kale is normally thought to be good for you, but a new report says the leafy green may contain toxic chemicals. The Alliance for Natural Health tested kale samples from grocery stores across the country. The results show 7 out of 8 samples had disturbing levels of forever chemicals known as PFAS. The chemicals are linked to cancer as well as issues with immune systems, livers, and fertility.
As beachgoers soak up the sun this 4th of July, there could be a threat lurking off the coast. In 2022, there were 41 unprovoked shark attacks in the United States, 16 of them in Florida alone, and the state with the most beaches in the continental U.S. There were 2 reported last year in North Carolina. Last week, a 12-year-old girl was swimming at Cocoa Beach in Florida when a shark took a bite out of her right leg.
I pushed it away because I knew that it hurt so bad.
which is terrifying. The best advice from experts is to stay alert when swimming in the ocean, stay in groups, and always make sure a lifeguard is nearby. While the threat of sharks is always present, it's worth noting that the probability of being bitten by one is about the same as winning the Powerball.
According to the latest data from the World Health Organization, roughly 900,000 premature babies died around the world in 2019 alone. Now scientists are testing a new device which acts like an artificial womb, helping underdeveloped fetuses continue growing outside of their mother's body. Sue Guzman takes a look.
Researchers in Spain have created an artificial womb to help extremely premature babies continue developing outside their mother's body. Because the CDC says many organs like the brain, lungs, and liver are still developing during the final weeks of pregnancy, babies who survive being born very early can face several health challenges growing up, like breathing difficulties, vision and hearing problems, and more.
We are trying to develop a system that allows us to keep a fetus outside its mother, but still in the fetal conditions, that it continues to breathe through the umbilical cord so we don't force it to breathe through lungs that are not yet fully developed, to feed it through the umbilical cord, to live surrounded by liquid at a constant temperature.
The goal of the artificial womb is to trick the fetus into thinking it's still in a real womb so it can continue developing and avoiding those health risks.
They could be kept in this system for a few weeks, and then we could reduce very significantly the mortality and the complications that they now present.
Currently, the team in Barcelona is experimenting with premature animal fetuses. Their artificial womb has been shown to keep animal samples alive for 12 days. They hope to begin human trials in the next 2 to 3 years.
Just amazing if that works. That was Sue Guzman reporting.
You'll notice more law enforcement officers on the roads these next few days. The Booze It and Lose It campaign is underway now through July 5th. Officers are not only keeping an eye out for drunk drivers, they're targeting speeders. State law requires drivers to go to court if they're caught driving 15 miles an hour over the speed limit. And of course, officers arrest drunk driving suspects on the spot.
Americans are spending big money this year celebrating Independence Day. According to the National Retail Federation, 87% of Americans will celebrate 4th of July in some way. That includes 65% who will have a cookout. The average person will spend more than $93 on food items for their festivities.
Well, with these hot temperatures, here's a good reminder. Many areas offer free fans for people in need. In Wake County, homes without air conditioning where senior citizens and or children under the age of 18 live can request a fan through their social worker or service intake. Qualifying households will be issued one 20-inch box fan per household per year. The Cumberland County families below poverty level or those who have someone in their household under the age of 2 or above the age of 60 can get a fan for free as well. People who have a heat-sensitive medical condition also qualify for that program. Myrtle Beach is at the top of Travel and Leisure Magazine's list of best beaches for the 4th of July. The magazine cited Myrtle Beach's fireworks and annual golf cart parade as must-see activities for the holiday. It also notes the area's 60 miles of shoreline and more than 2,000 restaurants. A couple other mid-Atlantic beaches also made the list, including Virginia Beach and Ocean City, Maryland.
People in Wendell enjoyed their 4th of July fireworks show, the town's event last night at Wendell Community Park. Thousands from all over the area came out for the fireworks display, which happened for the second time this year after a successful debut last year.
It's tremendous for building community. Everybody loves it. I think of all the things that we did last year, and we do a lot of events, I got the most positive comments about this one.
Town officials say thousands came out for the festival, which ended with this half-hour fireworks show.
Tonight's moon will be bigger and brighter than any other full moon we've seen this year. The Buck supermoon will be about 14,000 miles closer to Earth than a normal full moon. This is file video from a previous supermoon. If the weather stays clear, you can see tonight's moon at its peak illumination by looking to the southeast just after the sun sets. Well, turning ahead, before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers, and we'll get another check on weather and traffic up next.